RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Thursday morning is Perigo's Perspective Morning here at RCR. Lindsay joins us again. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi to you, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm really hoping that Jacinda will get a mention.
Oh, it's possible she'll get a mention in passing, Paul.
In passing.
Apart from that, I can't imagine what you might be referring to.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
I'll take a few moments to build up to it. So let me get underway and we'll gently move our way there.
Let's go.
Last week, I played some audio from a pro-freedom demonstration in London, attended by tens of thousands of patriots, organized by Tommy Robinson. You heard the patriots jeering some of the most evil enemies of freedom on the planet: Beijing Biden, Barack Mohammed Hussein Obama, Queen Nancy Pelosi, crooked Hillary Clinton. One jeeree I forgot to mention, Ilhan Omar, one of the very worst, gleefully evil, smug, self-righteous, insufferable.
I fail to understand why members of this committee or the American people should find any testimony that you give today to be truthful.
If I can respond to that.
It wasn't a question.
That was not a question.
I reserve the right to my time.
It is not right.
That was not a question.
Members of this committee can attack
on February 8th,
who is not permitted to reply.
That was not a question. Thank you for your participation.
Gleefully evil. Does she perchance remind you of someone?
So you basically said this is going to be like, well, it's almost like you probably don't see it like this. The two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is. So, yep.
More of that entity shortly. Do have the bath bucket ready. And let me note in passing also that the woke fascist elite are going after Tommy yet again on the eve of an even huger demonstration by British patriots next month. Fortunately, by that time, Nigel Farage will be in Parliament. The true delivery of Brexit will have begun, reversing the Tories' betrayal thereof. Omar is a Somali refugee who wears a hijab in Congress and promotes anti-Semitism and the Green New Deal at every turn. Her best friend is, of course, Occasional Cortex. At one time, Omar was married to her brother. At this time, it's not known if she's a shoplifter as well, but she'd be right at home among our Green MPs. I wouldn't have thought she'd be that well known in Britain, but when her image went up in Parliament Square, so too did the jeering. All over the Western world, it seems, people recognize so-called refugees whose mission is to turn their host nations into the shithole countries they ostensibly fled from. They're here. I was once told by some Somalis that as a gay atheist, I should, strictly speaking, be executed. But they wouldn't push it for now. Just as well I'm not Jewish as well. That was years ago. Right now, as you know, we're seeing Intifada billboards popping up in our streets as Hamas jihadis run rampant. I'm the first to say, I disagree with what you say, but defend to the death your right to say it. But do these Hamas posters go beyond that and incite violence? Here's the Free Speech Union's David Kooman, quote, "To me, the term intifada is inseparable from violent uprising and terrorism. It is an extreme term. Personally, I find the posters repugnant and promulgating a despicable sentiment. But I think it is and should be legal. At the Free Speech Union, we've always been very clear. Incitement to violence is not protected by free speech. In fact, we have only ever insisted that violence is the antithesis of free speech, because free speech is about reason and dialogue, the opposite of us imposing ourselves on each other. The legal test is imminent lawless action, where a speaker is imminently likely to take violent action. These billboards don't reach that threshold, but they flirt with violence being the answer to this issue. It's not in spite of that fact that I think these billboards should be allowed. It's because of that. If there are people around us who think a violent shaking off is a solution, I would rather know, so that I can continue my work to build dialogue, respect, and peace. Something like incitement to violence and imminent lawlessness are bright, clear standards. Other than that, I'm convinced that choosing to deal with the harm of words through censorship is a cure worse than the disease. I hope all the groups and individuals who were championing hate speech laws speak in clear, condemnatory terms against the message of violence being spread by the current posters. Here's looking at you, Human Rights Commission. Counter speech must be the answer to harmful words. If they don't speak out, though not trying to silence them, then add them to the list of hypocrites and continue to be extra wary of them pushing for that legislation. As free speech advocates, we have to stand up for the right of others to say things we despise. Unquote. Well, yes, indeed, with these additional observations from me. One, a private company is under no obligation to provide a platform for those it despises. Two, taxpayer-funded entities must be open to all who do not advocate violence, no matter who despises them. Three, the Human Wrongs Commissariat is dedicated to the destruction of free speech and should be abolished. Here's looking at you, David Seymour. I'd like to see what would happen if some inconceivably brave pro-freedom group were to organize a Muhammad cartoon competition. I'd be curious to know whether the Free Speech Union would uphold the organizer's right to do so. That would really test what I often fear is controlled opposition. It's easy in these woke fascist times to defend the free speech of Hamas billboard creators. It would be another thing entirely to offend and trigger Hamas billboard creators with a Mohammed cartoon competition. Here's looking at you, Free Speech Union. And so, finally, to the gleefully evil anti-free speech entity I cited earlier. Quoting from the New Zealand Herald from 2 days ago, and have that bath bucket ready, former Prime Minister Dame Jacinda Ardern has been named as the new leader of a project designed to challenge and change the status quo of politics. Ardern will lead the Field Fellowship, a new program for emerging leaders, where she hopes to rehumanize leadership and bring more hope and optimism into politics. Rehumanize leadership, the preening narcissist who dehumanized it in the first place, the lying, power-crazed grotesquerie who mandated so-called vaccines that were unsafe, ineffective, and in some cases lethal, that still give us excess deaths and the sudden deaths of healthy young athletes.
So you basically said this is going to be like, well, it's almost like you probably don't see it like this. The two different classes of people, if you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is. So, yep. Yep.
That is rehumanizing, empathetic, and kind. Back to the Herald. The program will connect and support those that embrace an alternative form of leadership. Translation. The program will connect and support those who embrace woke fascist tyranny. Herald. The program is run by the Center for American Progress Action Fund, a nonpartisan policy and advocacy organization based in Washington, D.C. Translation. The program is run by one of George Soros's proxies. If it isn't, how would you know? But just to be sure, let's take a look. AmericanProgress.org. Oh, what do you know? Homepage is all Trump derangement syndrome and trans-Nazi propaganda. Soros must be around here somewhere. So let's go to the donor page. In 2022, the Center for American Progress received more than 97% of its charitable contributions from individuals and foundations. Corporate funding comprised less than 3% of the budget, and foreign government funding comprised less than 0.5%. Our policy work is independent and driven by solutions that we believe will create a more equitable and just country. Corporate donors are not permitted to remain anonymous, and corporate donations do not fund new research. Okay, so here we go. $1 million or more. Bloomberg Philanthropies. Oh, dear. Woke fascist Bloomberg already. Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. Feces book Woke Fascist Mark Zuckerberg and his wife. I can definitely feel Soros coming on. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Ho, ho, ho. Warmer and warmer. Mr. and Mrs. Let 'em Eat Bugs. And that must be the same Mrs. Gates who already gave Jacinda Jackboot $20 million to distribute to charitable organizations they consider to be doing urgent, impactful, and innovative work to improve women's health and well-being in the U.S. and around the world. Silicon Valley Community Foundation. No surprises there. Then there are a few more foundations, but no Soros yet. Let's keep scrolling down. $100,000 to $499,999. Amazon.com. Whoa, Bolshevik Bezos. But still no Soros. Let's keep going. American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Climate Imperative. Climate Works Foundation. Collaborative for Gender and Reproductive Equity, a sponsored project of Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors, Microsoft Corporation, Open Society Foundations, bingo, Soros, Open Society Foundations. Under $500,000, though? Skinflint Soros. Overall, a who's who of evil. Amazing that Pfizer isn't there. So, back to the New Zealand Herald. In a statement, the organization said it would connect those who embraced leadership that centered on pragmatic idealism and who drew on the strength of kindness and empathy to develop and build public support for progressive policy solutions to complex problems. Translation. In a statement, the organization spewed bullshit cliches about kindness to conceal its malevolent totalitarian intent. Ferald. Tuesday's announcement follows news in May that Ardern would remain a key figure in New Zealand's efforts to reduce online extremist content as part of the newly created Christchurch Call Foundation. The foundation was announced by Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and French President Emmanuel Macron and outlined how it would continue addressing the kind of harmful content that led to the deadly 2019 mosque shootings in Christchurch. Ardern's new role within the foundation was as patron of the call. Translation. Damn Jabby Jacinda Jackboot's war on free speech proceeds unabated, and Christopher Luxon is in on it. The Davos diabolists still rule after all. Ironically, one of the most delightfully and justly vitriolic denunciations of Jackboot's latest atrocity comes from Michael Laws. I say ironically because he did it from the Pfizer platform, which denounces anti-mandators as nutters and cookers. That is the Pfizer platform's fatal flaw. In any event, The Davos diabolists continue to come after all our freedoms in all countries that remain relatively free at the moment in spite of them. We must double down in fighting back. Not to put too fine a point on it, Davos diabolists, piss off.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.